Goeiemôre almal. Good morning. It's a privilege to stand here this morning to be able to share God's word. For those that don't know me, my name is Andre. Dankie. I do have a wife. Her name is Esna, sitting right in front. She's going to show me what's your time. Okay, and then for the young ladies that are thinking, Esna is such a lovely lady, I'd love to have her as a mother-in-law. Our sons are all married, so stand down. I only have three. I tried my best for one for everyone, but that's it. So, and we've got three grandchildren. But this morning before I start, I just want to pray because I feel there's something specific that God's doing. God's already later, beautiful. I've got four grandchildren. Sorry, not three. Yeah, man, vergeet. Een is oorsee, overseas investment. Okay, so Lord, this morning, it's humbling to share your word. And I want to stand before you, Lord, to share, because I know what you've got on your heart is to bring freedom. And Lord, while I'm standing here, I want to do something I haven't done before. When I speak to the demonic and command them to release hearts this morning so that people can hear God's word right now in Jesus' name. So we take authority over all these things that Satan would try and do to disrupt and distract in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I really felt this morning that God, one of the things that God's put on my heart is that people get saved, and then once they're saved, it's so easy to watch people, and we think, I saved, now he's going to take off. And then they go, doof. A number of times I've led people to God in the workplace, and then all of a sudden somebody stands up and say, oh, I'm so glad that you got saved. I've been praying for you for so long, and I'm thinking, I even never knew you were saved. And then they get that person, they take him to church, their church, and then he goes, goof. There's that thing about what I called in the title, which I thought maybe I should change it. And every time God brings me back to this thing, and that's that we go from freedom to slavery. And I'm speaking to Christians, I'm speaking to people that are saved, because I do believe that God wants to bring freedom, wants to show us that we need to be careful. Don't think because you're saved, you stand. Be careful. And this morning, in a sense, I want to hold the mirror before you and say, look at yourself. When I speak, listen to what we're saying. So, when we got saved, I think Sherman, I wasn't here last week, and it was sticky for your preek on luister. But I think there's a sort of a link, follow on a little bit, maybe not, but I thought so, to what he spoke. And in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 7, listen to the words when you read the scripture where God says, I will. And he says, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you. There's two spirits that God's speaking about renewing your flesh and your spirit, and then he says, I'll give you this spirit too. Just intrinsic there. I'm not going to run with the second, but just highlighting. And then he says, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And then the second, the last part of that is, and be careful to obey my rules, or be careful to obey my word. It's up to me as to how I am going to walk in this newfound freedom. It is, we so often see that people come forward and say, oh, pray for me, and then, okay, I've prayed for them, and now they run through the door, issue solved. But actually, all I did is prayed for you. You need to walk, and I need to walk in that which God has got for us. Okay, so we prayed about family this morning, and I was just in my heart while we were worshiping, just again, I walked in this morning, I wanted to come say hi to Lee, and he was having a father and son moment. And it's like that just gripped my heart, the beauty. If I had to go to Lee and tell him, listen, your boys, and tell him negative stuff about his boys, what I think of them, and I don't think negative, just using an example, I stand a chance of getting injured. Because he's a father that loves his son and his daughter. And this father of ours loves us, and he takes us and puts us into family, and he calls you my son and my daughter. And we need to stand upon that. We need to own that. Because we don't own that, I'm going to walk as a adopted, as a foreign son and a daughter in the house of my father. I'm never going to enter into the fullness of what God's got for me. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, not some weights. And this morning, there's one of the weights that came out was fear. You lay that aside. It's your choice. Fear is a weapon of Satan. Satan, God says that he gives, and I'm jumping ahead of my preach, but God says, he has given us weapons of warfare that are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty. Your choice to use it, yes or no. But the moment that we hear that we see opposition, the first thing we do, we run to say, the weapons of warfare that I'm used to is fear, sarcasm, and anumalop. Your choice is to say, I'm a son of God. I am going to war with the weapons that my father is making available to me. But there's a but. It's important that when we build, before I go there, I just want to finish the verse of scripture I was with. It says, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. Salvation doesn't say my race stopped. It just said it started. And by the way, the moment that your race starts, there's a new target on your back. And Satan's come to take you out. Sorry for being blunt and straight. I've only got a couple of minutes to get my points through. Romans 1 verse 6, Paul writes, and he says to the congregation of Galatians, and by the way, I looked up Galatians and I thought, he's always in my mind, it's like he wrote to one church. But it was a field of churches. And in the original Greek, it says Joshin. No, it doesn't. But it's a field of churches in the central of nowadays Turkey. And he writes to them. And he says that he has planted churches in that vicinity. He's been busy there. And then somebody else came in and said, the truth of this gospel that you've shared, we need to add something to that. And what do we add? We go back to the past and we say, well, there's this, all this stuff that comes from the past. It is maybe this tradition of your ancestors that need to come with. Maybe this tradition. And then they start going with circumcision and all those type of stuff that we want to bring in to the truth that we've received at salvation. And in Romans 1 verse 6, it says, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That gospel is the message of Christ that led me to salvation. Because it's, Paul says, For it is the power of God, that word power, the ability of God for salvation for everyone who believes. There is no other ability. It's that one ability. It's one ability. But we take from the past, our past, from how I grew up, from my culture, my customs, I want to bring it in. Ek's 'n Afrikaner, so God sal mos nou nie vir my en my tradisies laat neerlê nie. Ja, hy sal. Yeah, I saw. God's not interested in my past. He says my best works are dirty rags. Lay it down. Lay it down. It sounds easy. And then the test comes. I want to jump, and I have to jump here. He says in Galatians 1 verse 6, I'm astonished that you so quickly desert him who called you in the grace and are turning to a different gospel. You added one thing. In their case, they only added circumcision. He says, it is a different gospel. It is not the gospel which has got the power of God to lead you to salvation anymore. And the thing about that is, we desperately fight for the gospel that we build. You go and try and speak to, because bly by die Afrikaners. You go and try and speak to Afrikaner and tell him, jy kan nie daai goede doen nie, dit is nie die woord van Here. Wat weet jy? Wat weet jy? We bring in our culture. I want to have a look at the Israelites. The Israelites, big picture, quickly, enslaved for 40 years. Near 400 years. Imagine being born in slavery, no hope. And one day when you're 70, 80 years old, Stan, imagine being in slavery your whole life. Never seeing freedom. And then God brings Moses and says, Moses, lead these people. And God comes with miracle after miracle, 10 miracles. And he sets them free. And they walk in freedom. Imagine walking in freedom there. It's like jubilee, excitement. We are free. Our habit, though, was when things went bad, we went to the Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, we don't agree with this thing that you take our bricks and don't give us all the stuff to make bricks with. They're used to complaining. And now they're free. They haven't got that anymore. And then somebody says, which way are we going? Because it's desert all around us. And somebody says, Moses says, we follow that cloud. You do what? You see, when you get saved, God calls you and say, faith. There's no ways this side of the Mississippi that I'm following a cloud. But he did. And then I think three days later they hit against the Red Sea. And my thoughts would have been, I told you so. Julle wolkenjagters. Check this out. You hit there. And then from the back, somebody shout, kyk achter julle, look behind you, and there's this whole cloud of the enemy coming to overtake you. What is that enemy that's chasing you today? Is it your finance? What about your health? What about your family circumstances? It's overtaking you. What is the first thing they go back to? They are the freed of people of Christ. Fear. Weapons of Satan's warfare. Fear. Sarcasm. They don't see God's big picture. Because they haven't walked into real freedom. They were emotionally still slaves. They see the parting of the Red Sea. They see daily provision in Exodus 16. God gives them manna in the day. In the morning, and quails at night. Excuse me. And then water from the rock. Twice God provided water from the rock. And I sat and thought about that. It's a couple of million worth people that must drink from that rock. It was nie 'n dammetjie of 'n stroompie of 'n druppeltjie wat uitgekom het nie. It was water. And they had animals. It was water. And then to cover that all, every day they saw the visible presence of God in the form of a cloud that gave them shade by day and fire by night to keep them alive and warm. And yet in the midst of all these miracles, they complained. It's not miracles that's going to keep you focused on Jesus. It's miracles that shows the power of God. But it's not miracles that's going to keep me focused on Jesus. If God only gives me money, then I'll serve Him. If He only heals me, then. If He only breaks this thing, this yoke, this burden, this. But He's broken that. And He has set you free. He has made you to be more than an overcomer through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. It's time to admit that I am a son of God and to break free from the slave mentality. So they used to go to the Pharaoh when they're complaining because they were slaves. Now that they're free, what more can they know? They turn to Moses and say, "Hey, Moses, when we were in Egypt, we remember the fish that we ate at no cost. Just sort of conveniently forgetting that they ate the fish at cost of slavery, beatings and oppression. They get to the Red Sea. The first thing they grabbed onto was fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 17 says that, "For God has not given me a spirit of fear." So I'm grabbing to something that God hasn't given me. Fear. Well done with your God hasn't given us fear. Because Satan keeps us captive with stuff that we add to our gospel and detracts our attention away from the one that we focus on and say, "Jesus, You're wonderful. I love You." They grumbled about the food and the water. See, and as I said, miracles isn't enough to shift my perspective. I need to mentally and emotionally move from being enslaved to being free. And that's why I'm called this thing, and I felt God speaking to me and say, moving from freedom to captivity. Because the moment that I'm free, don't think Satan's going to say, "Ah, well done, Jappy. You are so clever." He's going to fight tooth and nail to mess up everything that you touch and to get you back. And you and I do not need to walk in fear. Because God says in Ephesians 6, "Put on the full armor. And having done it, stand. Stand." God's given me the ability to do that. And not just for me, for all of us. If your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you are victorious through Christ Jesus. We need to stand. We need to stand in what God's done for us. And I need to jump to questions that I ask myself in front of the mirror. I'm saved. Do I carry a slave mentality? Are you carrying a slave mentality? Do I experience God's provision, but I grumble about discomfort? It's just thinking about Skulk with his suitcase being saved, not arriving. I can guarantee you this much. If you ask him, "Skulk, were you on the stage worshiping? And did it prevent you from worshiping?" His answer is going to be no. "I was on the stage. I worshiped. I brought glory to my King. Did not allow that to take away anything that God's got planned for me and the people." And just on a side note there, the people, I often just walk through the people here. And some of you, I've never drank coffee with you. I've never been to your house. But I feed off the fact that you were here and you worshiping God. It does something to our souls because we one body, one Father. I need you, every one of you. And I trust you need me as well. My insecurity. Galatians 5 says the same thing. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. God set you free, man. Walk in it. Walk in it. John 8, 36. If the Son sets you free, you will be indeed. Definitely. No questions asked. Choice is yours. You decide how you want to walk out in that. I need to close with this. Paul says, I marvel that you choose so quickly. In other words, that you deceived so quickly to take on a different gospel. Just this little one thing that makes me comfortable to add that to the gospel of Christ. Don't do that. Don't let Satan catch you with that.